104.5 The Zone, 9:35 The Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Your garage door has vertigo. Call Four Seasons Garage Doors or check them out online, fourseasonsgarages.com. Let's bring in the OG JG, John Glennon from The Athletic. We've had a lot of conversation after our questions about a quiz for Nashville citizenship and a lot of comments about Rio Bravo. I bet Glennon remembers Rio Bravo, right?
I think I do go back to Rio Bravo. Yeah, I think for a year or two, I remember that being a hot spot. Yeah, especially for Mexican Independence Day, if I recall correctly. Wow.
Cinco de Mayo, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What's that?
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, we had a
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, exactly. I do recall that being a large.
It was like a 6 month celebration. Yeah.
Brandon on Twitter says, "Always went to Cinco de Mayo and lean or sit on the cases of beer in the middle of the bar."
Yep.
Yeah, I can go there. That was a big one. Yep. Long time ago.
Yep. It was a minute ago. As for the Titans, you've written about a lot of different aspects of this offseason, but what about the drafts, the draft as you look at it, and we have the workouts and combine and all that things, those things starting up. They have 6 picks in the 7-round draft. How much of those needs can they address, picking where they are, when you look at the first round down toward the bottom and then after that?
Yeah, I think the good thing, about the Titans is, as opposed to maybe 3-4 years ago, you're not looking at a ton of glaring needs as you go into the draft. So even if you stick with only 6 picks, I think you've got a pretty good chance at addressing levels of need. And, of course, it's difficult at this point to say just what your needs are going to be exactly, because certainly we're not sure who's coming back and who's not in free agency, and, of course, who the Titans might add from elsewhere in free agency. But I still think there are some holes that certainly need to be filled. I think edge rusher probably tops the charts. I think you can't have enough good cornerbacks, even if they re-sign Logan Ryan. I think that's probably a need as well. And of course, I think a third down back is going to be a need, and probably tackle as well. Even if Conklin comes back, even if only one of those guys, Conklin or Kelly, comes back, you're probably going to need a tackle here in the near future as well.
In your comments about drafting an edge rusher in the first round, you mentioned Kamalai Correa. What do you think they do with him?
I think they'd like to bring Kamalai Correa back. You look at what this guy did towards the end of the season. He upped his sack production so well. They've always loved his effort. One of those guys that gives you everything out there, but sometimes that didn't always equate to production. But towards the end of the year, as I said, that sack production stepped up in the playoffs. We saw it again. And, when you have a guy like that, I think that knows the system, that's been productive, I think you try to bring him back at this point.
Our guest is John Glennon from The Athletic, covers the Tennessee Titans.
The original JG, that is. JG, man, I really was fascinated with your interview with John Robinson talking about the NFL Combine. And I guess I'm not going to have you go through the whole article, but I guess go through the 3 positions that are of need in your mind, and then kind of give us a footnote or cliff notes of what John Robinson said he looks for in those positions that are vital at the NFL Combine.
Yeah, he was really, really good. John Robinson was in kind of looking at every position that gets tested at the Combine, and really almost every drill that he thinks is important. He really broke it down well. I really encourage people to give that a look before they tune into the Combine. But, just for instance, maybe looking at the edge rusher, for instance, which I think we all agree the Titans will be addressing either in draft or free agency. But, he talked about some of the drills that obviously you're going to be looking at, the bend and the athleticism in these guys in terms of like a 3-cone drill. Or the quick explosion off the edge and some of those drills, but also you have to when you get to position specific drills, you're going to have to be able to move in space, to cover in space, because edge rushers don't strictly run the pass, rush the passer, as we know. There's from time to time got to be responsible coverage, so he looks for that as well. Maybe looking at a quarterback, so much of it was footwork too. you know, in the drills, in the when they're in the pocket, and not only in the pocket, but when they're moving out on bootlegs, left and right, how well they move the feet, you know, really gives a good indication of how they can keep plays alive, which is so important today. Not just being able to sprint down the field, you know, when there's trouble, but keeping plays alive and looking for those big chunks of passing. And then in terms of the deeper throws, you know, whether they can show some touch on those deeper throws, or whether they're consistently leading receivers outside too often to the boundary. You know, those are some of the keys that John Robinson looked at there. But again, I would really encourage people to take a look at that. I thought John Robinson was great, really, really thorough and detailed as he broke down each of those positions and what drills are important to look at in each of them.
What positions did he say were the toughest to evaluate?
You know, I think one of them probably would have to be actually running back, because it's not strictly about speed. It's not strictly about reaction time, but one of the big things is being able to run after contact. You know, we saw Derrick Henry, of course, who led the league in yards after contact last year, and you can't obviously get an indication of that at the combine. You're just not getting hit. So that's one where you have to go more often to game film, and probably along similar lines, offensive line and defensive line, even though it's part of their drills, you know, they're hitting the bag and moving the bag, those kind of things. You know, John Robinson pointed out, you know, very, very clearly that it's not the same as moving a lineman in a game. So that's another where the game film takes on increased importance as opposed to just what happens at the combine.
Reportedly, Tom Brady might make free agency a home game. The old line, instead of making Muhammad go to the mountain, you bring the mountain to Muhammad. If there is a line of NFL teams ready to present Brady at Brady's location, do you think John Robinson's one of them?
I think he probably would. I would think he has to at least kick the tires on that. You're crazy if you don't at least kick the tires and see what's going on, you know, when you've got the GOAT. But in my mind, I still think top priority right now to me is Ryan Tannehill and getting a multi-year deal work from. That's just a gut feeling on my part. But I really think they you know, were so impressed with what Tannehill did last year. You know, a guy who's familiar with the system, a guy who clearly fits, a guy who's mobile, athletic, and still only 31 compared to a 42 or 43-year-old Tom Brady. So, you know, even if you're kicking the tires, I still think top priority is Ryan Tannehill.
What if it was like Mohamed Sanu or Musin Muhammad or like one of those guys?
Would you move the Muhammad to Muhammad?
John, man, I deserve that.
We must end there. That's perfect. We got to tweet that out, well, JG. We got to go.
Well, I wanted to ask you: Have you talked to Jack?
Day, man.
Have you talked to Jack Conklin at all? And what is his mind about coming back after they didn't pick up his option? You know that we said yesterday that might be the one mulligan that John Robinson would probably take, and that is, you know, paying him the $12 million for this year. Because if he brings him back, he's going to have to pay him a lot more.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, when we talked to Jack Conklin as they were leaving at the end of the season, you know, the feeling I got is still that he would very much like to come back. You know, that offensive line to me is a very tight group, really bonded well together. And I think in a perfect world, Jack Conklin would like to come back. And you know, I think if he looks at it big picture, I think the Titans would have had it. Would really, you know, I don't think anyone can blame them for not picking that fifth-year option up at the time, because Jack Conklin was not the same player then that he is now. He was still struggling to kind of bounce back from that injury, and he was not at the level that we saw from him this year. So I think if he looks at the big picture, he can probably understand where the Titans were coming from. I still think he'd like to come back, but at the same time, that's going to be a big market for Jack Conklin. He's probably the best tackle on the market, I think, at this point, and you know, it's going to take a lot to bring him back. It's going to be a challenge for sure to work all this contract situation out when you've got Tannehill, Henry, Conklin, Logan Ryan, you know, maybe Dennis Kelly and some others as well. It's going to be challenging several weeks here for the Titans.
Yeah, it's going to take a mountain of money. John Glennon, thank you so much for the time, man.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, have a good day.
You're just not going to let that go, are you?
That was the highlight of the show this
morning. Yeah, it was. I can't wait for you to tweet that.
It's an old
saying. Oh, I know it's an old saying. My uncle used to say that all the time. Everybody,
your uncle.
He must be royal.
Now I'm gonna go into my boss's office and be like, hey, what's with the old-time expression? Great.
Whoever that is.
That's right.
9:46, the wake-up zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage.
Oh, it's CRS this week, so we're good.
Oh, okay.
He's not in the office.
Oh, really?
No, I just saw him a minute ago.
Dang it.
All right. Be back. More Wake Up Zone after this.